From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump called Monday for a $54 billion annual increase in defense spending. He described the 10% jump as a landmark event aimed at assuring the world of, in his words, American strength, security, and resolve.
And it will include a historic increase in defense spending to rebuild the depleted military of the United States of America at a time we most need it.
The president said the United States has to start winning wars again. Mr. Trump told the nation's governors that he will outline his spending priorities in greater detail in an address to Congress late Tuesday. The Pentagon says it has sent the White House a preliminary plan to defeat Islamic State extremists in Iraq and Syria. A spokesman says Defense Secretary Jim Mattis will brief senior administration officials. He described the document as a framework for a broader plan aimed at countering the extremist group beyond Syria and Iraq. He did not provide details. Syrian opposition activists say 11 people were killed Monday by airstrikes on rebel-held Idlib province. They also say pro-government forces Monday drove out Islamic State forces from villages near the Turkish frontier, blocking Turkish-backed forces from reaching the de facto IS capital of Raqqa. Those reports were not independently confirmed. Iraqi forces battling Islamic State militants reached a key bridge in the city of Mosul. They are pushing forward with their week-old offensive to clear IS from the western side of the city. Officials said pro-government forces were in control of a section of what is known as the Fourth Bridge, or the southernmost bridge across the Tigris River. This is VOA News. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee said Monday he has seen no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Donald Trump's campaign for the White House and Russian agents. Congressman Devin Nunes told reporters he has no plans to expand an investigation already underway.
We do need to have some scrutiny put on to the Russian government, and we do need to know if there are any Americans that are talking to the Russians. And anybody connected to the Russian government or Russian agents. But at this time, I want to be very careful that we can't just go on a witch hunt against Americans because they appear in a news story somewhere.
However, the top Democrat on the intelligence panel, Congressman Adam Schiff, later said no conclusions have been yet reached on the matter. Meanwhile, lawmakers in both the U.S. House and Senate are looking into findings by the U.S. intelligence community that Russia meddled in the U.S. election in an effort to help Mr. Trump defeat Democrat Hillary Clinton. President Trump said Monday there is nothing to love about the national health care plan championed by his predecessor, Barack Obama. In separate meetings with the country's governors and insurance company executives, Mr. Trump described the 7-year-old Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare, as, in his words, a failed disaster. The president offered no particular strategy for the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Supporters of President Donald Trump are holding rallies across the country Monday. They hope to counter the anti-Trump demonstrations that have sprung up since the November election. The JJJ Association says Jewish community centers and schools received bomb threats Monday in at least 11 U.S. states. It is the fifth wave of anti-Semitic threats issued this year. Association Director David Posner called for swift and concerted action from the federal officials to find the perpetrators. A German hostage was executed in the Philippines by the Islamic militant group Abu Sayyaf after a ransom deadline lapsed. A video of the execution of Jürgen Kantner was circulated Monday by the site intelligence group, which monitors terrorist activity. The impeachment of South Korean President Park Geun-hye entered its final phase Monday. South Korea's constitutional court held its last hearing, and acting president and prime minister Hwang Kyo-ahn refused to extend an investigation of the scandal surrounding Ms. Park. Afghanistan's Taliban says an American drone has killed at least one of its senior commanders in northern Afghanistan. Mullah Abdul Salam and several of his key commanders were killed Sunday in the Dashti Arki district of Kunduz. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.